That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner, brought to you by the makers of Alka-Seltzer. Devised a fairly complicated plan to get the use of the lodge hall for a new Broome Party political rally. Remembering that Thursday was a regular lodge night, and that this particular Thursday permitted the presentation of candidates for membership, Lum forced Squire Skim to forego the use of the lodge hall as his campaign headquarters in order to carry on this regular lodge business. He then rounded up about 400 men to present for membership, with the idea of having a political speech delivered while the membership committee acted upon their applications. Well, we'll soon see what happens next. Friends, right after a good dinner, I know many of you have heard this. The food was so good, I just couldn't help eating too much. Well, sometimes eating too much leads to after-eating distress or acid indigestion. And it's times like these that you should remember to be wise and alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. You see, Alka-Seltzer helps sweeten an acid stomach. It helps settle an upset, jittery stomach. It helps neutralize excess gastric hyperacidity. And its analgesic helps relieve the headache that often goes with an upset stomach. And that's why we say there's nothing quite like it. Only Miles Laboratories know how to compound Alka-Seltzer according to a secret scientific process. Now, you can get its fast relief in any drugstore. Remember, it's Alka-Seltzer you want. So ask your druggist for a large 60-cent package today. Yes, for disagreeable acid indigestion, be wise, alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. And when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more. And now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Lum and Abner seated near the front of the very crowded lodge hall.
Hey, our plan's working out good, I believe, Abner.
Well, Lum, you sure got a good crowd here in the lodge hall. I'll say that for you. They're packed in here.
Did you see old Squire's face when all them candidates for membership come trooping in here? I couldn't hardly keep a straight face.
No, me neither. Where's old Squire at now?
Oh, he just collected the last of the applications all them fellers filled out, and he's taking them back in the anteroom.
Oh, I guess I weren't watching him. Must have been talking to somebody.
The other members of the executive membership committee are back there, too. Major C. Strunk and Earl Pomeroy and the rest of them. I could tell none of them are very happy about this.
No? Well, when do we get up and start making our political speeches? Right now?
No, let's wait a minute. I'll wait till the executive committee settles down to its work of voting on them applications. We don't want to be interrupted.
No.
I'd be a good idea to let this crowd get just a little bit restless, too.
Yeah.
That way they'll be glad to hear anything, even a political speech for you.
That's me. Want me to sing my song, Peabody for Mayor?
Well, yeah, I reckon it'd be a good idea to start off with a little music.
Good, I love that.
I'd like to get everybody in town singing that song.
Yeah. I'd like to get them all to vote for me, too. Can't wait for long. I believe Squire Skint's signaling for you. Look over at Squire. Just stuck his head out that door in the ante room. I see him waving at you.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why he wants to try to talk me out of this, I reckon.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'll be right there, Squire.
Don't you let him poke you out of it. No,
don't worry, I won't. Howdy, Tom. Oh, Eugene. Evening, Eli.
Yeah, hurry up, Tom.
Yeah, I'm coming, Squire. Yeah, well, what you want to see me about?
Hey, just step inside here a minute and I'll tell you.
Why, sure.
Evening, Fred. Get right in here, Tom.
Yeah, sure. What seems to be troubling you, Squire?
Well, I think you already know, Tom. It's all those new candidates for membership that you brought up there.
Yeah, looks like the lodge is finally building up to a pretty good size, don't it?
Well, now, don't you think, Lum, that you're being just a little unreasonable?
Unreasonable?
Yes, unreasonable.
Well, I thought I was doing a good thing for the lodge.
All right, Lum, you can just drop that pose right now. I know that you're up to something.
Well, I'm just trying to build up the lodge.
Yes, but, Lum, look at that stack of applications for membership. We counted them. There's 403 there.
Well, what do you know about that?
Do you realize, Lum, that it'll take hours for us to go through all those and vote on them?
Well, yeah, I reckon it would, come to think of it.
Well, we can't ask all those men out there to wait that long.
Oh, I don't think they'd mind waiting, bad as they want to get in our lodge. Now, I'll tell you what, I'll do everything I can to keep them from getting restless.
Well, now, Lum, you're not actually going to make us go through with all this, are you?
Well, why not? We've always said we want to build up the lodge.
Yes, Lum, but you know very well that a good share of those men that you've got out there aren't the type that we want in this lodge.
What's wrong with their type? They're honest. They work hard for a living, raise families, pay their taxes.
Well...
Just because they got more calluses on their hands and more patches on their overalls don't make them no different inside from me or you.
Yes, I know, Lum. Well, there.
If there's some reason why they oughtn't to be in the lodge, why, go ahead and blackball them. That's what your committee's for.
Yes, I know.
That's your duty.
Yes, Lum.
And anyone in the lodge that don't do his duty, according to the bylaws, can be unpeached right out of the organization.
Lum, I know all of that. I know the bylaws perfectly well.
All right, then. Well, I'll see you later.
Well, now, wait just a minute now, Lum. This is all ridiculous.
Well, I don't see why.
Well, Lum, we'll take Snake Hogan out there, for instance. We blackballed him several times, and you know it.
Well, there ain't no rules that says how many times a man can be blackballed.
No.
I'll let you know if they start getting too red.
Well, where now, Lum?
See you later, Squire. Hey, evening, Frank. Howdy, Mousy.
Hello, Lum.
Evening, Gilroy.
Hey, what'd you say, Lum? What did Squire say?
Just what I expected him to say. But I never give in. Just kept a straight face. Oh, you were mad.
He was.
Couldn't hardly think of nothing to say. That's when you can tell Squire's really mad.
Yeah, yeah.
You know he's been late.
Well, do we start the speeches now?
Yeah, I think we're all set.
Yes, Dad Crockett's going to make a talk about running for dog catcher.
Well, he was going to, but I got a call from him just before we come up here, and he said he couldn't make it. He's laid up in bed.
In bed? What's his trouble?
His dog bit him.
Oh, that's a shame.
Better not let that get around town. That won't sound right, a fellow running for dog catcher get bit by his own dog.
No.
Well, come on, let's get started.
Yeah.
Now, you reflect what all you're supposed to say, don't you?
Yeah, sure.
Here we go.
Yeah.
All right, men, I'd like to have it quiet for a minute. The executive membership committee is going over you fellas' applications, and it's going to take a little while to do it. So while we're waiting, we'll try to put on a little entertainment for you, one thing or another, speeches and all. We've got a little song here that's sort of entertaining. I'll try and get Abner to sing it for you.
Peabody for mayor.
Oh, wait a minute now. I want you men to pay special attention to the words in this song and try to learn them. Maybe you can go around town singing this song yourselves. All right, Evan, go ahead.
Thank you. Peabody per mayor. No grant, no payoff, there's no myth. Abner is a honest gent. Peabody per mayor. You must cast your vote for Abner Peabody.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that song is the theme song of the new broom party, which is a good party.
Amen.
And if you men are interested in making a clean sweep of the government in this town and putting the best possible man into office, jump on the bandwagon and vote the straight new broom ticket.
Yes, sir. Hey, Bob, sir.
Abner Peabody for mayor and Dad Crockett for dog catcher. Two of the most outstanding men in this community.
Hooray!
I know you're all anxious to hear a few words from your favorite candidate for mayor, and so I ain't going to take up no more of your time for myself.
Hooray!
I just want to say that Mr. Peabody's held office a heap longer than one Esri Seastrom.
Yes, sir.
He's known by more people than Mr. Esri Seastrom.
Of course.
He's a more popular favorite amongst his fellow men than Mr. Esri Seastrom.
Match.
Oh, and he's older than Mr. Esri Seastrom.
Hubba hubba, good for me.
And on top of that, Mr. Peabody has long been associated with me and my office of Justice of the Peace.
Amen.
Which is more than can be said for the above-mentioned Mr. Seastrom. Mr. Peabody's girl, Pearl, served overseas in the United States of America Nurses Corps. And Mr. Seastrom did not. Or that is, Mr. Seastrom's daughter, Clarabelle, did not.
Hooray for Pearl!
How about letting Mrs. Peabody speak for herself?
I'm going to if Longmire gets done here, Snake.
Yes, sir, Mr. Snakehogan. That's exactly what Mr. Peabody's going to do. Speak for himself.
Yeah.
He's the kind of a candidate that'll always stand up on his two fine feet and say what he has to say.
Amen.
Mr. Peabody is a brave, fearless man and can face the whole world unflinching. Tonight, Mr. Peabody will stand up here and answer any question you want to ask him. He'll give you a straight from the shoulder blade yes or no on anything you want to ask. He's got a clean record, and he ain't afraid of nothing. So here he is, your favorite candidate for mayor, Mr. Abner Peabody.
Thank you, fellow citizens. I'm not going to make a long, drawn-out politics speech this evening. I just want to take this opportunity to get better acquainted with you men and give you a chance to
find out
more
about
my platform.
I invite you
to ask me any question that you want to ask me, and I'll give you a straight, direct yes or no answer. All right? Any questions? Anything at all?
Yeah, I've got a question, Mr. Peabody.
All right. What is it, Snake? Or, I mean, Mr. Hogan?
I want you to answer yes or no.
That's exactly what I'm aiming on doing. Yes or no. What's your question, boy?
Mr. Peabody, have you stopped beating your wife?
Why, of course, I
said, if you stop beating your wife, answer yes or no.
Beating's adjourned.
The new broom party finally had its much-desired rally in the lodge hall, but the political benefits of the rally are rather dubious at this point. So join us again on our next regular visit down in Pine Ridge. You know, sometimes, is it hard for you to get into the groove in the morning? I know late hours over the weekend, plus possible overeating, drinking, or smoking, can make it pretty hard for you to get down to work. Now, when an occasional acid-upset stomach or headache comes along in the morning, call on Alka-Seltzer. Alka-Seltzer is just the thing for such times because its alkalizing properties can help reduce excess gastric acidity. And its pain-relieving analgesic can give you prompt relief for your headache. So it's wise indeed to be sure you always have plenty of Alka-Seltzer on hand. Get the large family size package from your druggist. It contains over three times the Alka-Seltzer tablets as the smaller size, yet costs only twice as much. And remember, when your tablets get down to four, that's the time to buy some more.